police in Orange, Niger Delta, are struggling to contain a surge in gang-related kidnappings in a region where the vast majority of the population is young and unemployed. The involvement of some members of the security forces in a recent abduction involving the murder of a senior state official in Bayelsa State has provoked a lot of concern in the region. Bayelsa State Police Commissioner Onuoha Odeka confirmed three policemen orchestrated the abduction and collected a $20,000 ransom.
In the issue of the kidnap of murder of the commissioner for health, three serving policemen were involved. One of them is on the run. Two are here with us. We have started to try them on the room so that we'll be able to dismiss them before they are charged to court.
The government says more than 600 people have been kidnapped in Nigeria this year, up nearly 80% from last year. Kidnappers and hostage takers extorted ransoms of more than $100 million between 2006 and 2008. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, the country's main militant group, started kidnapping foreign oil workers as part of its campaign for a greater share of the region's wealth. Criminal gangs have taken advantage of the breakdown in law and order in the Niger Delta, carrying out kidnappings for ransom and armed robberies that have left residents living in a state of insecurity. Previously, mostly wealthy expatriates were targeted, but more victims are now middle or working class. Even the poorest are snatched off the street for ransoms as low as a few hundred dollars. Nigeria is considering strict new penalties, including a life sentence for kidnappers, but a death penalty will be invoked should a hostage die. The law, if passed, will also see a 15-year sentence for anyone hiding information on hostage takers. The government is implementing an amnesty program in the Niger Delta aimed at ending attacks that have crippled the country's oil industry. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.